Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr, and as just pointed out, grain markets have just opened for the day and will close shortly after noon today on a shortened day of trade, back to full schedule on Monday. Christmas, obviously, a little bit, and New Year's a little bit different, and we'll have the details on that here as we move closer to the Christmas and New Year's holidays. The U.S. Court of International Trade says it will review an amicus brief submitted by National Corn Growers and other ag groups. The brief involves a case the court is considering regarding tariffs on phosphorus fertilizers imported from outside the country. NCGA says farmers faced with severe shortages and high fertilizer costs are calling on a major American fertilizer company to withdraw the petition that led to the tariffs. Commerce Department recommended in February the International Trade Commission implement tariffs over 19% on imported fertilizers from Morocco after the Mosaic Company, which manufactures fertilizers used in the U.S. and around the world, filed a petition with the department seeking the levies. Executives at Mosaic can eliminate this financial burden on farmers just by getting rid of the petition, is the news release from National Corn Growers President and Minnesota farmer Chris Edgington. He says, "We invite them to do just that." The ITC approved the tariffs back in March. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has advised Prince Edward Island that the U.S. border is currently closed to its fresh market and seed potatoes. As we find out in this report from Dennis Guy, potato wart was found on two Prince Edward Island farms.
Earlier this month, seed potato exports were halted, and on Monday, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency expanded the U.S. export ban to include all fresh market. Potato wart poses no threat to human health or food safety, but the fungus can be spread through infected potatoes and detached soils. PEI potatoes continue to be exported within Canada and internationally beyond the United States. News of the U.S. export ban has hit Canada's island province hard, following one of its best potato crops in years. The Premier of Prince Edward Island says that the federal government has failed to protect a mainstay industry in this issue. Premier Dennis King believes that both the Canadian Food Inspection Agency and the Federal Agriculture Ministry are playing trade politics with his province's biggest economic driver.
I have no doubt the United States, by their sheer size and their economic power in the world, are a difficult trading partner. But at a certain point, you do have to stand up and say, if you are bound and determined to make these decisions, then you go ahead and make them. Why our Canadian government would make them is beyond me. Our industry deserves that respect, and they deserve someone to listen to them and to stand up for them in Ottawa.
In defense, Federal Agriculture Minister Marie-Claude Bibeau said that the United States did not leave Canada much choice. If Canada had not issued the order voluntarily, the U.S. would have imposed the order, which would have made it far more difficult to reverse.
If we have not done that, we would be facing an American ministerial order. I've spoken to the Agriculture Secretary. He is talking about a temporary ban, and he's open for scientific-based discussions, and we will put all our resources to resume the trade as soon as possible.
Something is lost here in the translation, and we're at a loss to figure out what it is, and it's going to be potentially devastating to the island economy.
Federal Agriculture Minister Bibeau did not offer any timetable as to when the suspension will be lifted. Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.